Okay, Masechta Nida, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Gemara begins with a Memra from Avuna. Question is, how this is Shaykh to the Mishnah over there, but that's a separate discussion. Amud Avuna, Kavtsa Virasa, Kavtsa Virasa, Kavtsa Virasa, Kavla Vest. So she was Kavtsa three times, and she was Rasa each time. So Kavla Vest. She's kavei for herself a vest. The Gemara says, "Lamai, a vest for what? Ilam liyamim. If you're gonna say it's for the day, hakol yoma dolei kavis lechazai. What type of vest liyamim? How can you say it's a vest for yom? If she didn't jump, she's not gonna see. It's nothing to do with the day. El kvitzis must be it's a kvius of a vest for kvitzis." In other words, the Rishash explains that what's bothering the Gemara, when what's the Gemara answering, that every day that she, until she jumps, she doesn't see Dam. It's only after she jumps that now she's seeing Dam. So then, how can it be Kaveh Vest for the Yoim without the Kvitsa? So it must be it's for the Kvitsa alone. It's for the Kvitsa alone. There's a Shach and Simkuf Peites, Ois Memches, which we're going to come back to a few times. But he says that this din, that machmas oynis, that a vest machmas oynis is not kaveh a vest, is only legabe the din that we're not choishish for kfitzis alone. But for the yoim achoydish, or the haflaga, that you'll have to be choishish for, right? He says over there, the loy hei al rasa mechof lechof, beloy kfitzis tzvich alochash lechof, mechi beshvil she kaftza mitchila yigra ha, hashtana mi bechof. That means that there'll still be chashis of vestas, but clapping the kvitzis, that we're not going to be worried about. Meaning, what's mavur is that without the kavtsa, we're not going to be chashis for the day alone. It's just because since she saw the oynis, we're not going to be toilet. The need of the gemara is that. Since it came because of the kafsa, so are we going to say that we're not toilet it mitzad the yoim? We're not going to be toilet inside the yoim. And on that, the Shach is saying, v'chigara is the fact that she was kafsa any worse than stamas when she sees without a kafsa? That we should say that she doesn't have to be choshish for the yoim? It's not gara. That's what the Shach is saying on. But mitzad sheni, yeah, we could say it's gara. There is a svar to say it's gara, because the ma'isa she only saw it through the kvitza, and kvitza is oynis. So why should she have to be chayshish for the yoim? Why is he saying that pasha they have to take on for the yoim? So it seems from the shach that the ma'isa, since saif she saw it today, so therefore we have to be chayshish for the yoim.
A vest like Palmachas or are they?
Don't remember Palmachas.
What?
Correct, it came above the Oster, right? But the Shach talks about it. Over there, the Shach himself said, Ayin Memches.
Yeah, Memches, right.
Correct, right? Now we're learning Kufay Tess. I don't have to go to Kufay Zayin to send you to Kufay Tess, right? I can deal with Kufay Tess directly. The Maitre Tveris Moshe is Chaylik on the Shach. Tveris Moshe is Chaylik on the Shach. And we'll have to see what the machlek is shach and the other paiskim are over there when we get there. So Gemara says el kvitza. It's for kvitza. What's kvitza? So Rashi learns kvitza is the chudayu. To be kaveya for kvitza alone. That what? That whenever she jumps, now she has to be bidik herself. That's what Rashi says bidika. Why is he talking about that? Yashaita zoso ara. But the Maisi says she needs to do a bedika each time she jumps. The Rashba learned that Rashi is going like the Shita of the Balam Ar, the Raza, that Ladina, Aisha could be Kaveya for herself, a vest of Kvitzis alone. And the emphasis is Mavur like that in Rashi, the Ramask Kamash Malan. Rashi says in the Kamash Malan, Hada Ama, Lilai Kava Vest of Yamim. The kvitza the esma garma l'riya the ha'ina ve'ein lo ves ve'echav ha'shabes v'loy kvitza v'loy l'kvitza v'loy echav ha'shabes mid l'chazi me'esma mashma if she would have seen esma it would have been kaveya. So it's pretty clear in Rashi that that like what the Rashi was taking on, that even the maskana, ledina, aisha could be kaveya ves for kfitzis alone. I forgot to bring. And that's why the Rashash points out, the Rashash, the Chidud Halach is also on the Sugya, also point out that according to Rashi the maskana. As opposed to the Evan Azal, which may we'll get to soon, we'll get to the Evan Azal more. The Evan Azal, Hilchas Nizki Mamain, over there, he takes on with a Pashtus that according to the maskana of our Sugya, even according to Rashi, there's no din of Kvest the Kvitzis alone. Rashi only wrote it according to the Havamin of the Sugya, and that's where the Ran also takes on according to Rashi. But Be'emes, like we said, L'chayr and Rash is Meduik, like the Shita of the Rashba. But we'll get back to the Seven Ozel, and we'll get back to the Smachlekes Rashba and the Ran in the Shita's Rashi. Taisus has a cash over here. Taisus says, V'kasha dim kein lishni li b'samach l'kava ves l'yamim el l'kvitzah l'chudayu l'am ha'chayzim yisvarasay. The Gemara brought down a braisa, V'atayni kosha tikve'en ha'machmas oynis. I feel a kama pamim lekava vest. So Gemara says, "My love, lekava vest klal. Lekava vest the yom lechudai lekfitzes chudai. Of kava vest the yomim lekfitzes." So Frank ties the coin to Rashi that there's a musig of kfitzes chudai. So then the Gemara could have answered that lekava vest for the yomim, but for kfitzes, the kfitzes alone, you are kavei vest. Now there's also a discussion over here. When the Gemara is talking about kafsa, the Gemara talks about kafsa. Is the same din that we're going to say about kafsa also by a vest aguf, right? There's a vest aoynis, kafsa is a vest aoynis. Then the vest is a guf like mefayekes, ma'ateshes, like we started to say on Samar Gimel. Are we going to apply this din over here of kafsa verasa to also a vest aguf? And you know, the question is, what's the din of a vest ha-morkav, of yamim and vest ha-guf? Fahekes, mateshes, we can say over there also that there's a kvias a vest for vest ha-guf with yamim. And how about, are we going to say that there's a kvias of a vest ha-guf alone? What's the din? Are they the same dinim or not? Do we have a vest ha-guf alone or not? Now, if we take on, which we'll have to see further on if this is true or not, but if we take on that in the world of Rashi that they have the same dinim, that they're the same, so then it comes out that coin that I have a mean of the Gemara, when the Gemara says it can be kaveya vest for kfitzes alone in the Havamina, so then the same thing will be true by vest aguf. It can be kaveya vest for piuk alone. And if this is true, then Tais Kasha is not a Kasha. Why? Because if you take a look at the Brais is very clearly being madgish something over here. It says, Oynis. Why Oynis? Why is it talking about Oynis? It's La Fuke what? L'char La Fuke Vesta Gov. So now one second. If Tais is right, that what the Brais is saying is, that right, the Brais says, Kol Shetik Ve'en Machmas Oynis La Fuke Vesta Gov Afil Kama Pamela Kava Vest L'Yamim. How does that make sense? Why would there be a chilik between? Why would that be a chilik between Vesta Gov and Vesta? Why would there be a chilik between a Vesta Gov and a Vesta Oynis L'Gabe L'Yamim? Right, since the Brais is talking about Machmas Oynis, it's Mashma that's telling us that the following din that I'm establishing over here is a din for Oynis, and not for what? Not for Gov. So we'll follow through the Gemara. The Gemara had a Havamina, the vest that Kfitzes alone is a vest, which means vest that Gov is also a vest. And on that, the Gemara is asking Kasha for Tanya, I learned that the kosher tikven shalosh pamim is not a vest. Not a vest for what? Not a vest for vest of yamim, but kfitzes alone is a vest, right? That's what Tais wants to answer. The Gemara should say that for yamim it's not a vest, but kfitzes alone is a vest. La fuke, guf, that what? That kvitzes is a vest and guf alone is not a vest. We just said that Rashi held that you can be, that they'll be daimed to each other. So therefore, the Gemara couldn't answer that teres. Rashi couldn't answer the Gemara with that teretz. Now, if we go further in the Gemara comes down and says that was the price. You didn't get it. What's shver?
Wasn't shver lack of following?
Okay, start the Gemara. The Gemara starts over having the vest. No one got it.
I didn't get it, but it wasn't fair. I don't know.
Bye-bye.
I didn't
fair. Okay. The Gemara starts off that vest, that the vest kfitz, that you can have a vest for kfitzes alone.
Right.
Which means that you can have a vest for guf alone also. The Gemara is asking a question. The Gemara says, Vatanya kosha tigvena machmas oinis is not a kfitz. So the Gemara wants to know, what are we talking about over here? Zaktai says, I have a very simple pshat. Say we're talking about the loy kava vest the yamim, but for kvitzes alone, you wear kaveh, right? We should now read that back into the braisa. That kosha tikveh machmas oinis, it's not a kvitz for yamim, it's only kvitz for the kvitzes. La fuke guf, tabe guf, it's not even for the guf alone. But we are already going on the assumption that Rashi will hold that if it's true by kvitzes, it's going to be true by guf. So then that can be pshat in the braisu, because it has to be the same.
That's
what it comes out. Okay. So that can be pshat in the braisa.
Why does it hold like that?
I'll explain you in a minute.
What? Tais doesn't hold like guf is a kaveh by itself.
Does Tais hold like that?
Doesn't
hold like that? I don't know. I'll show you soon about like Zushainer about that. But I'm going with that assumption. Like I said, we'll have to figure out if this is a correct assumption in Rashi. But if this is a true assumption in Rashi, that if you have kfitzis alone, you can have guf alone, so then it's not going to fit in the Shakuntar, the Gemara.
Because we're saying that price is contrasting for sure to guf.
What else is it? Machmasayin is a fuke what? What other type of vest is similar to Inus? That's a fuke. What?
When she is prepared for Yamin, that's the question for the Yamin. When she is
kaveh
machmas oinis or guf, that's
like kaveh liyamin, but you got a kfitz alone. Right. So if I have kfitz alone, that means I have guf alone also, because it's the same type.
So guf alone.
So what's the? How would it make sense to be mechalik between the two? Why would it make sense to be mechalik between the two?
We're not.
Well, we are, because the Bryce says this is only for yamin. Only for oinis. Only oinis will have a kfitz.
Yamin.
What do you mean, yamim?
Meaning when she is...
No, but it's telling us that's not the chiddush of it. The chiddush is that you can have kfitzes alone. That's what Tais wants. Tais is pushing very strongly, saying, why be chayzer from kfitzes alone? Say that that's the chiddush of the braisa. That's kfitzes alone, that it's, you can be kaveh for kfitzes alone. And if I can be kaveh for kfitzes alone, then guf should also be alone. So why would the braisa be mechalik between the two? What would be the svar to be mechalik between the two? Why would it be mechal between a guf and a kvitza?
Why do we have to be?
That's what the Bryce is doing over here. The Bryce is coming like fuki, telling you a specific chiddush in oinus as opposed to guf.
Why the Bryce is
just tell me not for yummy, you don't have to tell me oinus. You can tell me that. So the Gemara goes on. The Gemara comes out later on. The Gemara says The Gemara says the Yom Chudayu Pshita, right? The Yom Chudayu, to tell me that that's not the Yom Chudayu, that's Pashit, right? That cannot be the Chiddush of the Braisa for Yom Chudayu, like you said, because the Gemara says that that's Pashit. We don't need a Braisa for that. So comes along Rabbi Laza. Rabbi Laza says, you know what? I'll tell you what the Braisa is teaching us. So Rabbi Laza, Ravashi. Says Ravashi, what's the case? The kafetz b'chal b'shabbos, b'chazoy. The kafetz b'chal b'shabbos, b'chazoy. What's wrong? Kafetz b'chal b'shabbos, b'chazoy. The kafetz b'chal b'shabbos, b'chazoy. U b'shabbos kafetz b'lay chazoy. U'l'chad b'shabbos chazoy b'lay kafetz. Ma'u the same igloy milsel ma'freya. The yoyma hu the kagarim. B'lay kfitza. Kamash b'lay nu svara. The kfitza nami de esma garma. So now we're learning that the Brice is talking about a specific case over here, which is Kafetz Mechal B'Shavis on Sunday, she saw. Again on Sunday, she saw. The third time, she was Kafetz on Shabbos, the Nazi. Sunday, she was not Kafetz, and she got her Iyah. So the Gemara knew Svara, that you could say that the Kfitz of Shabbos was Goyim the Iyah of today. Now, again, go back to the Braisa. The Braisa picked Oynes, which the Chayyim is telling us is Dafka Oynes is going to have this din. But Vesta Guf will not have this din. Vesta Guf will not have this din. Well, is that true? Is it true that Vesta Guf won't have this din? So if we take a look at the Rashi and Torah Sabayis, and then Chidushim also speaks about it. And Torah Sabayis over here, he says, he's discussing, he first starts off, he says, I'm going to begin Vestas explaining what a Vesta Oynes is, and then he goes on to Vesta Guf. And then later on he says as follows, he says, Acha sheyesh Vesta is the Guf of Pshutim, v'yesh mehem mokavim. You can have a Vesta Guf as a Pasha Vesta Guf, you can have also a Mokav. If Piaka b'reish chaydesh v'rasav, chayim b'reish chaydesh v'rasav, achach Piaka, fine. Then he goes on and he brings the case over here, very similar to our case. V'chein in piyaka b'reish chaydesh v'rasa. V'chein b'reish chaydesh v'rasa. U'liyayim ha'chaydesh ha'shlishi rasa b'loy piyok. The third time was out of piyok. Igloy milsa d'reish chaydesh k'garim v'loy piyok. Okay. In yisha amro b'sheli perakam denida b'vesta k'fitzes. Aval. Right, so she is Piakab Resh Chayesh and she saw. Again, Resh Chayesh she saw. And on the third Resh Chayesh she saw without a Piak. So we say, Gloy Milsa, the Resh Chayesh was Goram and not the Piak. As we see by Vesta Kfitzes. But let's say she is Piak on Resh Chayesh and she saw. Then again, she is Piak on Resh Chayesh and she saw. No, I'm sorry. Piak on Resh Chodesh she saw. Then the next Resh Chodesh she saw without Piak. And the third time she was Piak. No, names then. Sorry. Piak on Resh Chodesh she saw. Piak on Resh Chodesh she saw. The third time was on Chav Tes. She was Piak. And she saw on Resh Chodesh. Same case as us. Says the Rashba, how is the Ves Morkaf? The Piak the Emes Kogorim. V'ayid lechaziki Piak. Mishon dakati leimata zimna. So he takes Rav Ashi's din and he carries it over to a Vesta Guf. Zog the Berek Abayis, Ve'ene Nochen Klal, it's incorrect. Ve'royani Divri Chavereinu, She'ena Kfitzes, Doime Medine Piyukim. They're not Doime to each other. She'a Kfitze Goy Remes the Vesha Yavon. The Metzias is a Kfitze, the Maisa, that Maisa that she did, whatever the Hezbit and the Maisa is, but the Maisa Kfitze is what brings on the Riha. So therefore, it makes perfect sense to say that the Kfitze of yesterday brought the Riha of today. Because Kfitzes bring on Rihas. And as the Gemara says, V'chiv and Shekein, if Shatz Pasu, Shek Kfitze, Sheyem Zeg, Goram, Leves, Sheyavi, Lemachar. Abba Piyuk, Enakin, says the Ra. You misunderstood. Piyuk doesn't work that way. El HaVes, Goram, the Piyuk, Sheyavi. Fakert. The vest is what's going the piyuk to come. V'yev shel vest ligrim bi'as piyuk yom echad koydem chen. You can't have it so far apart. If it's being caused by the vest, if this is like the vest is sending out these signs, these symptoms, be aware, I'm coming. You won't have that a day apart. V'zenochen abar. So what does the Rashba respond in the Mishmeres Abayis? He says la'olam dvar v'afuchin adraba. Lule shamru b'gmar lahab b'vest ha'kvitza hayolanu lai ma'adachim sh'kvitza garems the vest. Adarab, I would say just the opposite. Since the kvitza is garem the vest, kol shabaha garem hayolay levest lavai. Kol shalay ba'imai yesh kamechich she'en ha'kvitza is garems al yom hu sh'garem. He says, one second, he says, I would say the sword the other way around. And that's why I need a gemara. He says, that's why I need a Gemara. Why is the Gemara talking about Dafke Kfitzis and not Vestakov? Because by Kfitzis is a much bigger Chiddush. If it's the Kfitzis that's being Gairim the Re'iyah, sorry, the Gairim came. So the Gairim should cause it. If it was a real Gairim, it should bring it on. Why is it a day apart? Maybe the day piukin. What brings the piuk? When the rechem fills up with the dam, it gives off this piuk. Shaves nischanis berechem v'chayeloisoi. Koidemes dain apiukim koidmas loy. Chederach shamro bedam hakoshi shaylech gairim ledam chayolaisa shavlad shein shekadmu. V'chol makayim amesayviv koidem beteva lemesayviv. Mezehine emesine ninochet. Avesta guf is letting me know that's coming. So that could be a day before. Why does it have to be the same day that it's making me aware that's coming? Why does it have to be connected? So therefore, the Rashba held, no, the same thing will be true by Vestakov. So we have here Machlekes Rashba Ra'ah. If we're going to carry over the din of Ravashi over here by Vest Hakfitzos to Vestakov or not. If we go with the assumption, again, I'm making another assumption.
They're both agreeing they work differently. That one's the PX caused because of the vest, and the Kfitza caused the vest.
Right. That they're both agreeing on.
They're both agreeing on that lump, that they're just saying whether...
In Svara.
Which way to go. In correct. Svara, how will you take it that the peer causes... That the vest has caused the peer. How that goes. But they're both agreeing on that idea.
As it seems. Okay, so if we take an assumption, which we have to see if this assumption is correct, that Rashi holds like the Ra'ah. If we assume that Rashi holds like the Ra'ah, and therefore, the din of our sugya is dafka by kfitzis and not by vestagov. So it comes out very nicely. We ask, why is the braisa saying oynis? So first of all, we answered why according to Tosfos. I'm sorry, we answered according to Rashi why we did not want to answer Tosfos teretz early in the Gemara. Because to say that the chiddush is that there's no ves yamin, but it's only kfitzes alone, there's no reason to be mechalik in kfitzes alone to guf alone. But when we come to Rav Ashi, in Rav Ashi's din, where the vest is happening a day before, over there there's room to be mechalik, Zaktara. It's not daima. So then it's a beautiful shakataya. The maskana that we're coming out with Ravashi, and Rashi is going with the Ra'ah. So then I understand why the Braisa picked Oynis, because it's not only by Oynis that this din is true. According to the Havamina, that we're being kaveya for the vest of the kfitzes l'chudayu, that Rashi held if you could be kaveya vest for kfitzes l'chudayu, you could be kaveya vest of guf l'chudayu also. The only chilik would be. And therefore, it won't make sense to split that in the brayz and say the brayz mechashmi they can do a vesta kvitzes and not a vesta guf. But if the brayz mechashmi this new din of Rav Ashi, and that I hear a chilik between the two. Okay. Perhaps in the next chabur I will switch from this. I'm still not sure because I am contemplating on a few other nekudas that come up later on Samach Gimel. But at this point, I think it's pshat in the Gemara, according to Rashi. Now. Now the Gemara over here. The Gemara. Let's take a look at the Gemara a little closer now. The Gemara says, "Brings down Rav Huna," and as we pointed out, the Rashi and the Rizal learn. That and the taka come out lemaskana that you can be kaveya for kfitzes chudayim. According to the Havamina of the Gemara wanted to learn that the Gemara when the Gemara says all the kfitzes, so Rashi explained that it meant So according to Rashi, the explanation was also, let me ask you a question. Let's start like this. When the Gemara answers El Kfitzis, in the beginning of the Gemara, El Kfitzis. So Rashi said, Kfitzis L'chudayu. Is that Lafuke of Vesta Morkav, of Kfitzis with Yomim? He meant Davka Kfitzis L'chudayu? Or he meant also Kfitzis L'chudayu, meaning Vesta Morkav, and also Kfitzis L'chudayu? Right, what was the Kavan of the Gemara when it said El Kfitzis? Davka Kfitzis L'chudayu? Or it's also a Vesta Morkav from Yomim Kfitzis? Right, you could say that the Kavanah of the Gemara is that it's only when it's not Morkav with the Yamim. But Morkav with the Yamim, it's Pasha that it's not Kaveya. You're not Kaveya, it's not a Kaveya, it's for the Kvitsa alone, and it's for the Yamim.
Meaning she was Kafsa on different days.
In other words, does it have to dafka be that she was cuffed on different days? Or even she was cuffed on the same day?
Well, we assume then there's nothing to do with the day?
Yeah. Well, we assume that it's nothing to do with the day, it's the kvitsa. So Taisa has a kasha on Rashi, right? Taisa says, let's learn the braisa later on. That the chiddush of the braisa is that she's not kaveh liyamim, only for kvitsas alone. Seems to me, tell me if I'm wrong, seems to me that Tosis is definitely taking on that Rashi says din of kvitzis alone, even if it's morkav with yamim. Even if it's morkav with yamim. Now, what? So therefore he has a kasha. Let the Braisa say that it's not vest for the yamim, otherwise what's not vest for yamim? If there's no yamim shavim. The Rajba in Chidushim, and especially when he's asking his kash on the Ramban, over there the Rajba seems to be Mukhrach, that he learned in Rashi, that there's no tzad, there's no havamina that by Morkav with Yamin we can say that's Kavua for the vest of Kvitzis alone.
Yeah, he also quotes the Raza, it's explicit like that. He quotes
right?
Rashi with the Raza, so.
Correct. And the whole havamina is for kvitzas alone, when it's not morkav with yamim, right? Now, what did Taisus himself hold? What did Taisus himself hold in this discussion? So, let me ask you: did Taisus hold b'chal kvitzas alone? That can I make a vest of kvitzas alone or not? So don't quote me Taisus and Samar Gimel Beis. Let's first focus on this, on Yud Aleph. It's that Taisus over here.
If we're saying Taisus learned like that specifically and that's his problem, then
you agree to him, right? If he was chaylik on Rashi and there's Zah, the Gabi a vest of Kvitzis alone, so then...
No, but then his later question, the Gemara would still stand, no? The second question. No?
That what?
The Gemara
could
have had a better Kiddush.
No, I
understand. The second Kashtah says. What are we doing
now? Is it this? Where? No. Here.
No,
the
Tosis here. Avlu Pizlu Chodayim.
Yeah,
no,
the
Pizlu
Chodayim means.
Right.
If it's talking about
a
Yom Morkav,
what does Chodayim mean? What does he mean with that? Look at the Tosis Rosh. Look at the Tosis Rosh. Look at Taisa Rashi. It says, "El kvitzas pirush Rashi, the kvitzas l'chudayu. Kasha the pirushim came by parch basi yam l'chudayu. Pshita lishni le'idas l'shmin the kvitzas l'chudayu like kavla ves kida have a sagdat makar. But oid kashkim okay. Ella the kvitzas have le'lishni basi the parch le'im brisa. Where is it? Ella here. Hilkach nearly. Had the kvitzas." Haino likfitzes in my yamim. Ava likfitzes, the chudayu, ava pshitale de la kava, mi di da ava yam chudayu. So, okay, we'll learn like that in Taisus. Taisus is in Furish. Is that what he means? Okay, say that. He spells it out. The Tezver spells it out. What?
The end of the verse is near the Farish,
Okay, I'm saying so. I have no problem. Okay, you see that. You see over here. So it comes out that it's before, from Taisa and Taisa's Rosh, that Davka by Morkav with the Yamim, then it's Pashid, right? That's what they learn. Then it's Pashid. They're not kaveya for the vest of the kvitzes alone. And therefore, the maskana, we could say that they're really moided to Rashi and the Balmar, that kvitzes alone is the maskana. Why can't you say that they're moided to Rashi and the Raza, that kvitzes alone is a vest? It's only when it's morkav with yomim that then we're not going to say that kvitzes the chudayu is a kvitz vest. So from here, it would sound like you would agree to kvitzes alone. What?
Not like.
Right, not like we say. If you say like the Taisa Rosh.
Yeah, not like the Taisa
Rosh. What?
We're agreeing
Taisa is
not
clear. To me, Taisa is not clear. If you say it's clear, then okay. I thought the Taisa meant what the Taisa Rosh says.
Oh, only means
with the Yamim.
With the Yamim, then
that's right. That's it. That's it. That's right. That's
right.
That's right. That's right. Lemaisa the Rashba in Torah Sabayis over here and in the Chedushim, he's Meirich to argue with Rashi and the Reza, and he says Rav Huna is speaking about a vest kfitzes which is Morkav with Yamim, like the Gemara seems to learn the Braisa. Devin Ozel and Perik Vom in Niskim Amin. He's Mitama on the Rashba. Says, safe, since the Bryce and Ravuna they're talking about Morkav with Yamim, so where's the Mukach Bechlal and the Bryce that fits us alone is not Kaveh Avest? He's very bothered with that on the Rashba. And Bechlal,
could be because of me.
Yeah.
The Rashba sees no chilak in svara between kvitzas and the Gemara Tzavgalam base of Bach Lashomer.
Oh, that's
absolutely no chilak. So
I always say. That's what I meant before. I said I may change it in Pratim based on the Sugyan Tzavgalam base because we have to learn at the Sugyan Ach Lashom. Correct. That's what we have to get to and see. If some of our assumptions are correct. Akabani, what we have here is Taisis, the Rashba, that when it's Morkav with Yamim, it's Pasha that you're not Kaveh a vest for Kvitzis alone. And according to this, it could be the way to have a Chibur here. Is it possible?
Well,
how does it work? Well, okay, just a few people over the door. Okay, so we have Taisus and the Rashba that I'm involved over here that went to Morkav with Yamim's Pashad of Nakaveh Vesla, the Kvitzis alone. So according to this, we're learning the Maskanas Gemara. The Maskanas Gemara, we're learning the Braisa that you're not being Kaveh Vest for Yom Luchudayu and for Kvitzis Luchudayu. Kvitzis Luchudayu, you have to learn the Braisa as follows. Kvitzes the chudayu nakaveya with morkav of. I'm sorry, kvitzes the chudayu is talking about even when it's not morkav with yamim. You're not being kaveya because morkav with yamim, these Rishayim hold as pasha that you're not kaveya vest for kvitzes. So the chizr kvitzes is when it's not morkav with yamim. So the Braisa comes out, it's Dodim Ketani, right? The two Chidushim are talking about different things. That which you're not Kaveh a vest, Yama means Yama L'Chudayu. And meaning with, even though it's Morkav with Yamim. Kvizu L'Chudayu means even if it's not Morkav with Yamim, It's not. So this will be a makar. This will be a makar for the Chokam Arash and the Rizah.
That's the third process.
And that's Mefurish and the Raivin. First in the Ritva. Exactly. That the Raivin says Mefurish also in Balei HaNefesh. And other Shem. Correct. So that. So now we found the makar for the Chokam. But it's still Tzarchim because... Once we learn the Braisa that's talking about Morkav with Yamim, so then Meicha tasted to say that the Gemara is learning that Kfitzes is even without Morkav with Yamim. Once I could learn the Braisa like that, like how did they know to say that?
What did the Raya say?
The Raya
was saying from the
Braisa.
From here
we see.
That's
right.
And
kvitzes alone won't work.
But
Lemaisa, once we could learn the Braisa, we're learning the Braisa inside the Yomim without it being Morkav. So then, what's the hechr in the Braisa? We in the Braisa do we see the hechr is. So the Ran says because what's the lashon of the Braisa? The Braisa says choshet tikveena machmas oynis, which is mashma that the ikar din the braisa is because you weren't kaveya for yourself a vest on the, you can't be kaveya for yourself a vest on the oynis. What do you mean oynis? Kfitzes, right? What's machmas oynis? The Gemara is telling you the spitz case of machmas oynis is kfitzes alone. So Zogt HaRan, I see from the braisa, and that's why he wants to say it even in Rashi, that kfitzes alone can't be a vest. That's how we pulled it out of the Braisa itself. And what's interesting is the Rosh leaves out this whole sugya. Even though Moshe showed me that on Samach Gimel, he's maramis to the sugya over here. But over here, he leaves out the whole sugya. He leaves out the whole sugya, which is mashma. To some extent, they held like the Rizah, that you could be kaveh aves for kvitzis alone. Also, it could be held like the Raivid that Achla Shum is a case of Machmas Oynis, which we'll have to discuss. And what you gain by saying that the Rosh holds like the Rizah is because the Tor passes like the Rizah. And the Beis Yosef says, why passing like a Das Yochid? Well, once we have the Rosh passing like that, so then that's not so strange that he passed like his father, the Rosh.
Shouldn't he have also told us? I'm saying Stam, it's funny because being Sugya, because he should have told us if you have a Morkav.
That's going to be another Kinesh, that if he holds like the Raivid, the Achla Shuvaras is a Machmas Oynis, so then we'll see the Rosh over there, and the Rosh over there, Taka talks about it. Our din at Negea will be already rumors over there, and Takalak over there, he sends us back to over here.
You cover with a more cover and you eat outside. If you have Achla Shum with, what is it? We're saying that over there he talks about if you eat
Achla Shum Verasa, right?
Three times a Shava?
Right.
And then you eat outside of that?
Right.
And he talks about that there?
I think so. We have to take a look at the Rosh over there. Now the Gemara does use this lashon koshet tikvena machmasayin like kavla ves, right? Like kavla ves. What's the deal with like kavla ves? Zogda gos Mordechai and Isuri biya perches. The hani mili kvius ves. Av cheshesh leachre gimu pam kvesh ene kvua. Interesting musik. You're not kavei a vest, but after three times you need to be cheshesh like ene kvua, which means there's two dinim going on over here. There's two nikudas over here. And there are more passings like this, Agos Maimus and Kuf Peites. The two dinim going on over here. Number one, Kosha Tikvena, what it's saying is, right, better, in case of Miman of Shach. If I'm already a Chosh like a Vesh and Nikvua, so then why are we not Chosh for it after the first time? If we're not Chosh for it after the first time, so why after the third time we're a Chosh? Like, what's going on over here? So the Teretz is culture tikvena machmasayin is like cover of a vest is two things. Number one is telling me that's not shaykh over here, chalois kvias vest. You can't have a kvias vest. Number two, it's telling me that any re'i that she sees machmasayin is a mikra ba'alma. Just because it happened doesn't mean it's going to happen again. So Zogta goes minus as follows. After the first time it happened, Mikra Ba'alma. We're not chosh that it's going to happen again. Second time, Mikra Ba'alma. What am I losing after the third time? I'm losing the Mikra Ba'alma. It's no longer Mikra Ba'alma that I don't have to worry about it next time. But the first din over here that it can't be a chalais kviyas vest still remains. Still remains. Where do I get such a musik from? Taisus and Samach Dalam Ralph. Taisus and Dalam Ralph over there is talking about Vesta Diluk. And in Vesta Diluk says Taisus, we're not going to be chayshish for it until it's tikva, which we can see that's where you pass in Shulchan Aruch also, until you kaveya. And it's mukhach over there in Taisus that there's such a musik. We'll see Taisus that there's such a musik that there are times where through your ear, we're not going to be chayshish for a vashay nikvua because it's a mikra ba'alma. But at some point, we're going to stop yet being chayshish for it because we lose this for a mikra ba'alma. But still, it's not begetha kviyas havest. But how do you understand the split? Right? And as what I'm showing you clearly is that there's two dinim over here. There's a din that I can't have a chayshish kviyas vest. There's another din that when it happens, I say it's mikra ba'alma. So after the third time, I lose the second din. I can't say anymore it's a mikra ba'alma. But the first din remains. And that we're going to see. We'll see it in a few different places. We'll see that in Kof Pei Tes. So now I can say mikra ba'alma, so I have to be chayshish for it. But it's not a chalis vest.
Why can't it be there?
What?
Because
that's a separate din. There's two dinim, two independent dinim.
Isn't it, if it's just mitam chazaka, then why? Which implies.
Good question. Why? How does that work? But I'm just showing you the facts first. Now you have to figure out why. True.
So if you have three times.
I'm splitting. I'm showing you. I'm working backwards. I'm showing you Al-Karcha from here, from Taisus. And I'll show you many other places as we go through Kof Pei Tes where we're going to bump into this. So we have to understand before we start Kof Pei Tes, or as we go into Kof Pei Tes, we have to understand what are these two dinim.
Everyone agrees, I guess.
What? No, not everyone agrees to it.
Okay.
Not everyone agrees to it, but the Ramah passed the legacy, so we're going to have to take it serious.
Take it seriously anyway.
Okay. According to the Torah and the Rizah, that machmas oynis is kavei for yourself a vest. So yesh lacha. What's the din according to the Torah and according to the Rizah, that machmas oynis you can be kavei a vest alone. What about after the first time? Do I have to be chayshish after the first time, like a vest sheni kavua, or no? Or it's like a vest of diluk that I'm not chayshish until after the third time. What's the din? So on this, there's arichas in the Sidrei Taira Kuf Pei Tes is chavches. Where he wants to prove from the Shach that even according to the Torah and the Rizah, if the first time you do not need to be chayshish for a vest sheni kavua, you don't have to be chayshish for it until the third time. So again, we're finding another scenario like that where I'm not chayshish for it until the third time, and even after the third time, we'll have to dine up. It's only gonna be like a vest sheni kavua, which works with this Agos Maimni. Because the whole part of the Gazmarini is that oinus alone is a mikra ba'alma. And the whole machlekes yishayinim is only, the machlekes yishayinim is if when three times happen, am I being kaveya vest or I'm not being kaveya vest? We'll have to see that shach over there. We had in Kuf Pei Zayin. The Shach, the Kuf Pei Zayin said, Roy Machmas Tashmish is like a vest of kfitzes. The Noid Yudin in Simen Mem Vav also learned like that. That it's like a vest of kfitzes. Zok the Noid Yudin, one of his big nafkaminas there was, that therefore I don't have to be chayshish after the first time, right? We had that kasha in Kuf Pei Zayin, our kasha was, if it's a din vest, so why after the first time I don't have to be chayshish? Why only after the third time? So we said then, according to the Shach, and the Noid Bihud speaks this out. Noid Bihud says, since I learned that it's like a vest of kvitzes, so then it's just like kvitzes. I don't have to be chashi after the first time. I only have to be chashi after the third time. So Be'etzim, there's no chiddush in that Agos Maimus, because there's a whole sugim of fresh is in Shas. So all the sugim of Roy Magmas Tashmas that says that after the first time you don't have to be chayshish, you don't have to be chayshish after the third time. Is Mamash is the sugim, and the Plesi, Kofei Zayin, discusses this over there. Okay, that's...
Isn't that the Torah Shalom there that says they are only chayshish in Sefir with the mikvah and the kvitza because there's Shtei Unsin, which is like a morka?
We were talking about it then, if you could have or not, right?
That's the Chazdas Essen. The Torah Shalom says that. He says, even though it's a kvitza,
I just want to say one more ara. One more ara. When we look at the Lishna Achrina over here, right? Is the Lishna Achrina arguing with the Lishna Kama? Are they saying two separate dinim, and therefore we could pass like both? Or, so you take a look at the Rambam Perches Halacha Hey, and the Mag Mishnah over there. The Mag Mishnah says that the Rambam passing on Lishna Basu because there's Taka Machlekes over here. The Ramban says Lo Yedinon Ipligi Lishni. Well, the mitzvah the kama itzma basra is the kavar in the gemara to be mitzvah the kama, or maybe avagav the lav hachi itzma lahachi. It's just a question of how the brayso was talking about. But tivayu snayu linya ma'isa halachal ma'isa pass like both. He says mstam akim the vest is drabana lekula raktin lebahu. The halach is like both the shinus lekula. V'achas shekasavti ezem mitzasi l'rambam shehichmir ubetalnu dadein datenu mipnei datoy. So the Rambam was takam a supik, but later on he found the Rambam, so he was mevatel as das to the Rambam. But what's the suffix of the Rambam? What was the suffix of the Rambam? Sounds like the sins in the Lishna, right? That okay, fine. So we'll continue to speak about this. But that's another nikud that has to be worked out. Is there machlekes? No machlekes. And what was the suffix of the Ramban that he was misupik if they're arguing or not? And then he says the Rambam. He saw the Rambam. He says Vatas Das the Rambam. Okay.